Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch The Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Second hour, Darren Donica Chase here on this Friday. Hope everybody's having a good day to this point. Let's head down to New Orleans. Let's talk to Jeff Duncan, who covers the Saints for The Athletic. Jeff, how you doing?
Doing great, guys. How's it going today?
Well, Mike Vrabel is currently speaking, and he can't avoid the clowny questions, which have been brought up over and over and over again. But it looks like your market and the team that you cover may be honing in on the services of Clowney. How serious is that getting down there, in your opinion?
Well, it's very similar here, as you can imagine. I mean, Clowney's got huge name recognition for fans, and a lot of fans obviously interested here to see if the Saints can lure him to New Orleans. I mean, it's a little interesting that they have so much interest in him. Obviously, they are all in to try and get back to the Super Bowl and win another Lombardi Trophy with Drew Brees. This might be his final year. That's what we all believe will happen. So it makes sense from that regard, but they are very stacked along the defensive line, and I know are very happy with their depth there and their talent there. So this almost feels like, as they say in New Orleans, Lanyap, by bringing or at least showing interest in Clowney. So it'll be interesting to see how this thing plays out. I think his agent, Buzz Cook, is doing a great job of stirring up interest right now in his client.
Yeah, that's a good point. Here, we look at it as, I don't want to say they have to have Clowney to have success on defense, but because of their losses and because of the uncertainty of some of the other guys right now, there's no doubt that that kind of maybe tilts the scales for them. How do they feel in New Orleans? Like, what's the difference between having Clowney, not having Clowney? Big deal, not a big deal?
Yeah, I don't think it's a big deal at all if they miss on it. To me, this reminds me a lot of the Saints a few years ago making a big push to try and get Ndamukong Suh, who I think is a very similar type of player, not in the way, obviously, they play different positions, but a guy that has a little bit of a reputation of, an on-off switch, can turn it on and be dominant, but also might take a few plays off. That's almost identical to what happened with the Saints a few years ago. And I don't think they need Clowney at all. I'm a little curious as to why they're all in on, other than they look at the roster of quarterbacks they play this year, and it's unbelievable, guys. I mean, they have two games, obviously, against Tom Brady, starting with the opener. They get Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, Matt Ryan, obviously, a couple of times. I mean, it just goes on, and you can never have enough great pass rushers. And I think they feel, just like the Titans, that they'll be getting a motivated Clowney, because it basically looks like a one-year prove-it deal that he's going to sign wherever he signs. And those often turn out to be very beneficial to the team that brings him in.
I noticed, Jeff, you didn't say they were going to face Teddy Bridgewater two times a year, so not a big deal.
Well, I mean, look, Teddy was the perfect backup here in New Orleans. We were talking about this on the beat this week. If Drew Brees goes down, I think it's the biggest worry I have for this Saints team, because they don't have someone like Teddy Bridgewater, a really smart game manager. This team is so complete. Look, the Titans fans saw him last year. They went into Nashville and really kind of handled Tennessee in a game. I know Tennessee didn't use Derrick Henry in that game, but the Saints won with defense, special teams. They can win a lot of ways. They don't have to just rely on Drew Brees now. They got a good running game. So they don't. They just need a quarterback who's not going to beat them right now because they're talented enough to win without him. And I don't think Jameis Winston has ever had that reputation of a guy that's not going to make mistakes and manage the game. So it'll be interesting to see if Breeze does have to miss some time this year, how the Saints handle it. Do they go with Winston or do they go to Taysom Hill?
So how has he looked? Speaking of that, let's segue into Winston. Is an offensive-minded coach like Peyton, can he fix and correct some of the mentalities that Winston has had over the years? Like you said, he's a gunslinger and he can have lots of success, but he also can beat you in the same breath. How has he looked? Has he been throwing a lot of interceptions? How would you say the feedback has been on him to this point?
He looks exactly like the Jameis Winston we saw in Tampa.
Oh.
You know, one throw is, wow, what an arm. He fit that into an incredibly tight window. Next throw goes 5 yards over the receiver's head into the arms of a defensive back. I don't know if you can fix that. I know I have a lot of respect for Sean Payton. I know what he's trying to do. This is right out of the Bill Parcells school of personnel procurement. A former first-round pick, a number one overall pick, washes out somewhere else. You get him in your building and see if you can harness that talent. Bill Parcells, Bill Belichick does that in New England. That's what the Saints are trying to do. It's a low-risk, potentially high-reward investment. They got him basically at the minimum, and they're going to give it a shot. But the interesting thing is, guys, is I don't know when he's going to get a chance to play. You know, there's no preseason games here. Obviously, Breeze is going to start, so the evaluation is going to be done strictly in practice, and I'm not sure that's how you evaluate Jameis Winston because most of his drawbacks are in decision-making, and that's not going to happen much in practice, I don't think.
Jeff Duncan is with us, and he is one of the best when it comes to knowing what's going on down in New Orleans with the Saints, and the Jadeveon Clowney issue seems to be coming to a head. And Jeff, as you might think, I mean, this has been hovering over everything for months with the Titans. So this is really crunch time here. I'm curious, because you mentioned Bus Cook, he knows how to play his cards. He's done it for a long, long time. And this may be creating the competition that he's been looking for all summer. But where you mentioned that it's sort of a luxury to have Clowney, if I'm reading you right. So what about what they could offer Clowney, salary cap-wise? And, you know, would they have to do anything special to get it? So I'm just trying to compare what they could offer Clowney in comparison to what the Titans have to offer.
Well, I can tell you this. A Saints source told me a couple months ago when they were linked to Clowney that he was asking for $17 million a year and the Saints weren't going near that number. Now, rumor around town right now is that he's looking around $10 million a year. That's more in the Saints' wheelhouse. They could probably rework some deals, and Mickey Loomis and Kai Harley in their front office are wizards at this type of work, to get him in. I don't think it's going to come down to that money issue unless there's a great disparity in the offers he gets. I think what the Saints are selling and what Sean Payton is trying to sell him, almost like a recruiter, is you come here, you can win a Super Bowl, you can get a ring. And I'm sure the Titans are saying the same thing. I think the Titans have a leg up in that the familiarity that Vrabel has with him, there's got to be some comfort there for Jadeveon Clowney and the fact that the Titans need him more. I'll be surprised if he ends up in New Orleans, but there's a lot of smoke coming out of down here. And my age of covering the NFL for 20 years, when you start seeing multiple reporters with multiple reports on one player like this, it's usually coming out of his agent's house.
Do you think that it's fair to say that the Titans could go as high as they need to? They could go higher than New Orleans can go in terms of what they could offer, realistically, to try to keep some room, right? You need some wiggle room, especially this year, with your salary cap. You don't want to really be up against it with all the maneuvers that potentially you'd have to make.
I don't think there's any doubt about it. I don't think the Saints are going to be the highest bidder in this derby. At all. I don't think that's going to be their sell. Their sell is going to be, hey, come in here, be a part of a winning culture, you know, play with all this talent, and you can play a role, be successful, and parlay it into a bigger deal next year on the open market. It worked for Teddy Bridgewater. That same kind of role on offense worked for him, and I think that's the sell to Jadeveon Clowney. But Clowney, If it comes down to money, he's not going to be coming to New Orleans.
We're talking to Jeff Duncan, does great work for The Athletic and covering the New Orleans Saints, has for a long time. Drew Brees, we know, is the field general, as you brought up, Winston coming in to be a backup. But how do you see Taysom Hill's role continue to evolve? I mean, we see him literally play just about every position on offense. But do you what kind of changes do you see with that this year?
You know, that's a great question, and I don't know if it's going to change much because Drew Brees is still the starter. And as long as Drew Brees is here, the offense is going to be built around his skill set and his talent. And that's why Taysom Hill became like the jack of all trades, because he's such a fantastic all-around athlete. He's so smart. He's able to learn all these different positions. There's a lot on his plate every week, and I'm not sure a lot of players could do what he does. And credit to Sean Payton for identifying his talent and utilizing it within the offensive package. I think it's going to be a very similar Taysom Hill role that we saw last year in the playoffs. If you remember, against the Vikings, I think he got about 25 touches. He played one or two snaps at quarterback through a 50-yard pass to Deontay Harris. He's going to run the ball a little bit out of those packages. And I think he's going to be that guy again, and Jameis Winston will be the emergency backup in case Brees goes down the way Bridgewater was. But, I say this, when Brees moves on, if he does retire after the year, then it'll be a different situation, because there'll be a true competition for the starting job, and Taysom Hill will be in that mix.
What have you seen so far about another versatile guy in Ty Montgomery, who spent a lot of time with Green Bay, I think he was with the Jets last year, but comes to the Saints for this season?
Yeah, look, I was dubious of him just because he hadn't done much in the last couple of years and kind of wandered around the league a little bit. But he's been terrific at camp. And this falls back a little bit into the belief that Sean Payton and this offensive staff, and you always have to include the Saints offensive staff in there, because they've all been together now for basically 15 years. It's pretty remarkable. And they are able to define roles, have a vision for players, use them, play to their strengths. And I know those are all kind of cliches, but they really do it here very well. You guys will remember Robert Meacham, former Tennessee Volunteer,
yep,
came in here, had a really good career in New Orleans, and signed away to go to San Diego and play for the Chargers. They tried to make him into a number one receiver and ended up cutting him after 1 year. And he didn't play well in San Diego. He comes back to New Orleans, is productive again. That's just the latest example of a guy that they just know how to play to his strengths. And the same thing, I think, is going to be true of Ty Montgomery. I think we're going to see him in the backfield with Alvin Kamara a lot. And you're going to have to defend those guys in the passing game, also in the running game. Kind of going to like the NBA is right now, guys, with positionless basketball. I think we're going to see that in the NFL, and Sean Payton's on the forefront of that with Taysom Hill.
Speaking of Alvin Kamara and former Tennessee players, how is that going to shake out? Obviously, his contract is a big conversation right now around the NFL. When does this – I'm not going to ask if. I really don't see them trading him. When do they get this done?
I think it's going to happen very soon. You know, now this Clowney thing kind of complicates it, because they're trying to work on that at the same time. But they're not far apart. And I think what we saw this past week was nothing more than last-minute gamesmanship between the team and the representatives of Alvin Kamara. They met with Sean Payton this week. Kamara's returned to practice. He knows that he's a part of this core in the post-Drew Brees era, and they need to get him under contract. And he's played and been incredibly productive in 3 years, and played on a third-round draft pick contract. He's been woefully underpaid, so they should reward him, especially at that position, as you all know, how much of a collision position it is. He doesn't want to go into the season without the long-term security of a long-term deal, so makes sense to get it done.
For those who have already drafted him, me, in their fantasy football draft, it is vitally important they keep him happy. All those fantasy owners out there, they need him in the lineup.
I can tell you a funny story on that. I'm in one fantasy league, and 3 years ago when Kamara was drafted, I was out at camp one day and got Peyton off to the side, and we were just talking about some things. This kind of off the record. And at one point I said, you know, your running back, your young running back looks really good. I think he's going to play this year? And he turned to me and said, play? He's going to be dominant. And I remember that light bulb in my head went off, and I drafted Kamara. And I haven't looked back. It's been a keeper league. I've had him ever since.
Oh, that's a great story.
That's a great pickup.
No doubt. Good stuff, as always. We'll continue to watch, be on Clowney Watch from here in Nashville and in New Orleans. Thanks for doing this, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Thanks for having me on, guys. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too. That is Jeff Duncan from The Athletic. He covers the Saints, and pretty interesting him saying, I don't know why New Orleans is making this strong push for Clowney. It's not like their defense really needs him, although he did mention they go up against some really good quarterbacks this year, and that may be factoring in as well. We'll come back. More on the other side. Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN 102.5, The Game.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.